Being able to wait on God is seriously one of the most life-altering spiritual disciplines that we need as believers if we desire to live content, undistracted, and joy-filled lives. However, with a fast-paced culture that encourages speed over everything else, it makes waiting well not only countercultural, but extremely difficult. Can I get an amen? The reason why I think it's so important to practice waiting well, and what I've realized over the years in my own life, is that the strength of my faith is directly impacted by how well I can wait on God. I've also realized that there are certain misunderstandings that we have about God that make it much more difficult to wait on Him than it needs to be. I'm not promising you 5 steps to make your waiting season easy, because waiting is usually never easy, but I do want to share with you 4 mindset shifts that will help you wait on God well. Welcome to Beloved Women with me, Christina Patterson, where we empower women in the love of Jesus Christ and the truth of God's word. If you are new here, welcome. Please be sure to subscribe so that you never miss a video. And for those of you returning, welcome back. For daily encouragement, weekly Bible study with me, and unlimited videos to grow your faith, I invite you to join the Beloved Women app. If you think waiting on God is hard, it only gets worse when you don't understand God's perspective on time. So in today's video, I'm sharing what most Christians don't understand about God's timing, the reason why God calls us to wait when it doesn't make any sense, and why waiting well has such a significant impact on our spiritual lives. While I was in college, I encountered a young, smart Black woman who was struggling in her faith, primarily because there was one question that no one had been able to clearly answer for her. That question was, where did God come from? She asked her pastor and other people in her church, and they didn't have a sufficient answer for her. I gave her some time to clearly articulate her frustration with the church's inability to answer her hard question before I responded, because more than anything, I really wanted her to know that her curiosity mattered, and it was not an indication of a lack of faith, but a sincere desire to know God. I shared with her that in asking where did God come from, you assume that He had a beginning and that He is in the constraints of time. What we have to understand is that God is eternal, meaning God always was, always is, and always will be. He just is. He just exists eternally, in all past and all present and in all future. Now, that is very hard for us to wrap our minds around, because we don't know any other way to live except for in the constraints of time. So one of the most common misconceptions that we have about God is that He is somehow limited by time, because we are. However, the Bible tells us that God is not like man. We are temporary. We have a beginning, but God doesn't. So when it comes to waiting, what seems like it's taking forever for us may feel like a billionth of a millisecond to God. So in any waiting season, it's important for us to realize that God has a completely different perspective and vantage point on time, because He is eternal. So when we feel like God is taking too long, He clearly doesn't feel that way. He knows, and He can clearly see the beginning from the end, because He created it. He's also outside of time, so He's not worried about something taking too long or even something moving too fast. He is in control of time. So as we wait and become anxious about the clock ticking by and running out of time, we can rest assured as we place our trust in the God that controls time. Since God is outside of time and controls the timing of everything, we also need to understand that this is why God is not in a rush. When you read through the Gospels, you'll see so many times where Jesus just takes His time. While everyone else is stressed out by the limitation of time, Jesus is like super chill. For example, when Jesus finds out that Lazarus has died, the Bible tells us that He stayed where He was for a few days before He even went to see about Lazarus. Now, if we fast forward, we know that Jesus raised Lazarus from the dead, but He certainly was not in a rush to get to Lazarus before He died, because time did not stress out Jesus like it stresses us out. God knows when something needs to happen. Oftentimes, we just want the thing when we want it. But again, because God is outside of time, He not only knows what we need, but more importantly, when we need it. Now, we can't get it twisted. Just because God isn't in a rush doesn't mean timing is any less important. Right now, it's spring where I live, and I know that if I want my garden to flourish this summer, there are certain things that I need to plant right now. There are also certain seeds that I should have planted last month, and seeds that I need to plant next month, to ensure that when the seeds sprout and harvest, it's in the right season so that they can actually survive and thrive. What God understands about time, because He created time, that we also need to understand is that certain things need to happen at certain times. Instead of thinking that we know better than God, we need to trust His timing, because He knows the season to give us a certain thing better than we do, so that we can be in position to maintain what it is that He's giving us. If we go back to the Gospels and think about Jesus, how many times did people want to rush Him to do something or say something or reveal something? And He would tell them, He would say, "It's not yet my time. My time has not been revealed. My time has not yet come." God understands the importance of time, so we don't have to worry about it. Instead, we can trust in His perfect timing. In John chapter 15, Jesus compares Himself to a vine and us to branches connected to Him, relying on Him for everything that we need to be fruitful. In this beautiful illustration, the garden consists of Jesus, the vine, us, the branches, and this garden needs a gardener, right? Well, God is the gardener. He's the one who plants the seeds. He's the one that tends the garden. He's the one that produces the growth in due season. He knows what He's doing, and He knows exactly when He needs to do it to give us the most optimal chance to thrive. Sometimes we feel that God is slow, and we worry that if something is taking too long, it won't happen or it'll be too late. But God is never late. In fact, throughout the Bible, we read accounts of Jesus healing people and them being healed instantly, or being set free from things that had them bound for years immediately. It's not that God can't or won't do it, but when it's time, God can turn a matter around immediately. And that just further shows that God is in control of when everything happens, and we can trust Him that He is never late. God has a purpose for everything that we're called to do and receive for Him and from Him. We mistakenly focus only on the results, when God is also focused on the process that it takes to get to those results. The ends do not justify the means in the kingdom of God. God cares just as much about the journey as He does the destination. And when we take on the mind of Christ to trust God while we're waiting on this journey with Him, instead of just holding our breath until we get to the finish line, we will live more joy-filled and content lives. The type of lives that God intended for His children to experience. There is a blessing on the other side of your waiting season, but there's also a blessing within your waiting season. So overcoming the temptations that we face in a waiting season is critical to our spiritual growth. So I invite you to watch this video where I share 3 tests that you will face in a waiting season and how to overcome each one. For more encouragement, download my free Bible study called Worry Free to learn the 3 lies feeding your worry and the truth to set you free at belovedwomen.org. Thank you so much for watching today. And until next time, be beautiful, be blessed, and be loved.